Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Hayem Moshchei V'yotzei. The Ganav started to pull the behem. He goes into the Rishus of the Balaam, let's say into the backyard of the owner of the shor, let's say. He starts to pull it, V'yotzei. His intent was to leave the Rishus of the Balaam. Suddenly the behem just dies. Umeis. It died behind this. The Ganav didn't kill the behem. He wasn't negligent with the behem. It just died. And where did the behemah die? B'reshus ha'bailam. When the ganav was still in the reshus of the owner. So technically, he never made a kinyan on the behemah. And therefore, patur, the ganav is patur to pay. Even the keren, even the base amount, he wasn't kainit yet. He didn't become a ganav yet. Once he was a ganav, he would be chayv even on oinus. But if there's no kinyan, there's no technical ganeva yet. So for sure, he's not chayv keif. Now, let's say the behemah was pulled too hard. The ganav schlepped it. Maybe he was nervous. And that's the reason the behemoth died. Then the ganav would have to pay not also ganav, but midin mazik. He killed his friend's behemoth. But he wouldn't be chayv kefal. A mazik pays for keren, not for kefal. But, zakta mishna vayter higbiyah, if the ganav lifted the behemoth in the rishus of the bailim, so that's a qualifying kinyan. Hagbah is kind of even in the rishus of bailim. So he became a ganav. Or he actually pulled it out mirashus habaylim. He left the backyard. He left the chutz of the rishus of the baylim. And meshicha is kaina. So again, we spoke about this earlier. The different shitas, whether we went into a rishus habaylim or to a side place, but he did it in such a way that he was kaina. Vameis, and now the animal dies, even though the animal died ba'aynis, it wasn't the ganav's fault, but chayiv. Now he has to pay the keren plus the kefal. Once he made a kinyan, either by lifting it, even in the reshus of the Baalim, or Meshicha outside of the reshus of the Baalim, he's an official ganav, and he's chayiv on oinus and kefal. Vayter zakta mishnah. Sometimes the ganav could become a ganav through sending a shliach. Actually, there are six possibilities. The first is, nisani lepchayres benai. The ganav commanded the kayin that he should take the behemah for his own personal pidyon haben. Let's say the behemah is worth 5 shkalim. Now the ganav himself never made a kinyan in the behemah, but he commanded the kayin to take it. So that's as if whatever the kayin does is like the father did it. Now this is provided that the kayin didn't know it's a stolen behemah. Now the ganav could have gone to the kayin, okay, take that behemah for pidyon, for my pidyon haben. It's worth 5 shkalim. He thought it's the person's behemah, it's the father's behemah. See, if he knew that it's not his, if you knew this is a ganef, then there's a rule. Ein shliach l'dvar aveir. Then you kain achayev for taking it. Vaitra zakta mishnah, oi or, lebal chayiv, if he gave it to his bal chayiv, Reuven knocks on his door, you owe me money. You know what? Go take that behem. He also thought that it was the person's behem, so he took it. Or he gave it l'shem rechina, to a shem rechina, to a custodian that watches it for nothing. U'l'shayel, or someone said, can I borrow your behemoth? Yeah, sure. Didn't happen to mention it's not his behemoth. The nice sacha, where he paid someone to watch it, or to someone who rents it, he told them to take it. In all these six cases, although the ganav himself made no kinyan in the geneva, but if these shluchim did a kinyan, in other words, v'hoya, whether it's the kayin, or it's the bal chayv, or one of the four shamrim, moishchai pulled the behemoth in the reshus habayim, doing it on behalf of the ganav, and their kavana was to take it out of the rishus. Umes. So if the behemah died, b'rishus habaylam, before they actually pulled it out, potter. So the ganav is potter both of keren and of kefal, because lemaisa they weren't kind of the behemah. But if one of these six, higbiyai, lifted the behemah, even in the chatzar of the baylam, because as explained earlier, hagbah is kind of even in the rishus of the baylam, oishay tziyai, or they took it out, b'rishus habaylam, they pulled it, but took it out of the Rishus HaBailam, and afterwards the mace, the behemoth, died, even if it's not your fault that the behemoth died, chayiv, then the ganav who sent them is chayiv, both in keren and in kefal. It's through the kinyan that these shlichim did, that the meshaleach, the one who sends them, becomes the ganav. And again, it's talking about where all these people did not know that it was a stolen behemoth. They thought it's the owner of the behemoth that's giving it to them. But if they knew it's a stolen behemoth, then they're chayiv. Okay, quickly chazring over. If the ganef climbs over the fence, and he starts schlepping the behemoth. He wants to schlep it out, but the behemoth dies before he got a chance to get out. In a way, he's lucky, because then he wasn't technically called a ganav yet. Mashiach only works when you leave the Rishos HaBailim. However, if he lifted it, Oitaka did leave the Rishos HaBailim, even if the behemoth died on its own, even if it wasn't his fault that the behemoth died, he is chayiv. We explain that if it is the ganav's fault that the behemoth died, he pulled it too hard and it fell or something like that, then he's chayiv al tzamazik, but he would just be chayiv keren, not kefal. If he told the kayin, oh, I owe you money for picking a ben, here, take that behemoth. And the kayin didn't realize it's not his behemoth. Or he said to someone who owes him money, oh, sure, take the behemoth. And the person thought it's this person's behemoth. He thought, oh, he owes me money, I'll take his behemoth. Good, he's giving me his behemoth. He didn't know he's a ganav. That's not his behemoth. Or for that matter, if he gave it to a shomer chinam, a shomer sachar, or a sachar, one who rents it, one of the four shomrim. And all of these people who didn't realize that it's a stolen thing, they thought it's the bailim that are telling them to take it. So same thing, if they pulled it and it died, but it shows a bailim, so the one who sent him doesn't become a ganav yet. Therefore, there would be potter. But if they lifted it, or they took it out of the Rishus HaBailim, then the ganav would be chayiv, even though it's the shliach that's doing it for him. And again, this is only if they don't know. They're innocently stealing it. But if they knew that it's not his, then there's a rule, ein shliach l'dvar aver. If you know you're doing something wrong, it's not an excuse that he told me to do it, because we say, divrei rav, divrei talmid, divrei mishaimim. So what if he told you to do it? The Rabbeinu Shalom says you're not allowed to steal.